Good people, my people, what's good, man? What's up? Welcome to the podcast. Y'all already know I'm here. I already know what's going on. I got my headphones on. We go airplane mode, and we good. Hopefully nobody calls my fucking phone while I do this podcast. Hopefully everybody just let me do my podcast. Let me finish the podcast, and then they start calling me. Because every time I go live on Facebook, my phone start ringing. Every time I try to accomplish something, my phone start ringing. And I'd be like, God damn. And that's how I'd be knowing that what I'm talking about or what I got going on is in the right direction. Because, you know what? I call them callers the devil. That's wrong. They're not the devil. Just calling me at the wrong time. People always talk about some of the devil working. The devil ain't working, nigga. The devil ain't working as hard as God. God working. Every day is a miracle. God is working. I'm working too, man. Right now, I'm filming this pilot for my self-named show. I am so into me and my life and everything that I have going on that I've actually written up a show about me. The show is all about me. You know what I'm saying? I have enough stories in my lifetime to legit keep it about me. I do get advice from other people, writing tips and their stories. I like hearing their stories. And every time I hear their story, it's like I got a story that goes along with that. So it's kind of like, iron sharpening iron. But, yeah, this podcast right here is about, fatherhood and being a father and, me kind of like stepping into what I want to provide for my son as a father. My dad used to always buy me Jordans when I was younger. He would take me to the park. I love that part about him. You know, he would get all my brothers and sisters together, all us together, and take us to Orlando. He won't take us to Disney World, but he'll have us all outside of Disney World, living it up. And I really appreciate my dad for that. But one lesson that I wanted from my dad that he didn't provide. And I'm not saying that he can't provide it now, but I mean, due to the restrictions of the phone and jail and stuff, like he can't really like teach me how I need him to teach me was how to deal with women. You know what I'm saying? Was how to deal with women. My mom tried to teach me how to deal with women. She tried to teach me the whole fuck them hoes approach. Like, man, fuck them hoes, fuck them hoes. But that didn't work for me. Mm-mm. Because I love women. I love the way a woman smell. I love the way women feel. I love the way a woman moan. You know what I'm saying? Like when women moan, when you intimate with a woman, I love the way women moan. So that didn't really work with me. But my daddy, I feel like my daddy could have taught me something though. You know, my daddy could have taught me something. I'm gonna teach my son that about women. I'm 32 years old. What I learned about women in 32 years is that women don't know what they want. They don't know what they want. So they kind of just, they don't wait for you to give them what they want, but they come to you to learn how they want to be treated. And I've been dating, man. I've been dating and I've been talking to women. Because I did shut down for like a couple months, man. Like it was bad shutdown. I wasn't talking to no women. I wasn't on that level. I wasn't trying to fall in love or none of that. But you know, I've been having to kind of step out there and be a man. And women don't know what they want. Women don't care for no money. They don't care for no money. They don't care to be provided with the riches of the richest lifestyle. That doesn't matter to them. It doesn't bother them. One thing I do know a woman want from a man is everything. Everything. I took notes last night. I did a live last night and I was just getting, you know, just asking women what do they want in a relationship. And, you know, just asking them like what y'all want? What y'all looking for in a relationship? And some of them named some things that would literally take up my entire life. You know what I'm saying? My entire life. And I was like, yo, I cannot allow a woman to have my whole life again, because I've given women my whole life before. And it didn't work out for me at the end. It didn't work out for me at the end. It ended up hurting me at the end. And even though I wasn't the best all the time, because ain't no man, let me tell y'all something, man, black man, we never gonna get this shit right. Nah, we'll never get this shit right as far as like how to deal with women. We'll come close, but it'll always be a problem. My problem in my past relationships wasn't so much the cheating, because I'm not really a cheater. You know, I don't really cheat. You know, and men don't look men don't leave the house looking forward to cheat. Mm-mm. If the opportunity presents itself, we might cheat. Will it mean anything? I don't know. I can't tell you how many women I've slept with in my lifetime. I can't tell you how many women I've slept with while I was in a relationship. I can tell you, my last serious relationship with my son's mom, I probably messed up one time. And I would tell my son this, son, don't have kids until you get married. I can't wait till you're old enough to learn the whole song about Kevin and Mary sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First come love, then come marriage, then come the baby and the baby carriage. Because I'm going to want him to learn that shit like he learned his ABCs. That song, to me, is more important than learning your ABCs. You need to learn this song first. Because it's real. It's real. Having kids out of wedlock is not cool. It's cool. You got a baby. It's cool. You're a good mother. It's good. It's cool. You're a good father. But man, having kids out of wedlock is not cool. You want your child to grow up in the same house with both parents. Because, you know, before you had the baby, you liked her. Before you had the baby, you liked him. But when y'all had that baby out of wedlock, like it just pushes everything. You got your own place. She got her own place. She got her own personality. You got your own personality. I caught my son with his hands on his hips the other day. I said, man, come on, man. You with your mama too much. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop that. What I want to teach my son in life. I want to teach my son how to be a man. Ain't too many men, man. It's not a lot of men in the world. There's not a lot of men in the world. There's not.